Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. A group of pro-Ukrainian Russian partisans said that they would hand captured Russian soldiers over to Ukraine. The Russian Volunteer Corps had earlier demanded a meeting with the governor of the Russian border region of Belgorod, from where the men were taken. Russia says the partisans are proxies for the Ukrainian army, but Ukraine denies responsibility for incursions, saying volunteers are responsible. India's railway minister said that a fault in an electronic signal system was the cause of the country's deadliest rail crash this century. At least 275 people were killed and more than 800 injured after trains collided in Odisha, a state in eastern India. On Saturday, Narendra Modi said that those responsible would be, quote, punished stringently. OPEC Plus, the oil cartel and allies, including Russia, decided during a meeting in Vienna not to cut collective production further than it had been previously agreed to. Saudi Arabia, however, will make further voluntary cuts of 1 million barrels a day. Reduced supply is intended to increase the price of oil, although an unexpected cut by OPEC in April only had a modest impact. Police in Russia arrested more than 100 people demonstrating in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny on Sunday, Mr. Navalny's 47th birthday. President Vladimir Putin's regime has cracked down on dissent since Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Mr. Navalny, already serving a 9-year sentence on trumped-up charges, is facing a fresh trial on, quote, extremism, offences that could keep him locked up for decades. Hundreds of thousands of Polish pro-democracy demonstrators gathered in Warsaw, the capital, for a rally called by the country's biggest opposition party, Civic Platform. It claims that since the Law and Justice Party came to power in 2015, it has undermined the media and the independence of the courts. This week, Poland's president approved a contentious law that could be used to stifle opposition. Fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces resumed in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, after a ceasefire which began on May the 22nd expired on Saturday. Negotiations in Saudi Arabia to extend the peace broke down on Friday. An American spokesperson said that talks would only resume when both sides were, quote, serious about complying with conditions. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, called the killing of three Israeli soldiers close to his country's border with Egypt a, quote, terrorist attack. Egypt's government has agreed to cooperate with a joint investigation, which Mr. Netanyahu expects to be, quote, exhaustive and thorough. Israel said that the perpetrator was an Egyptian policeman. Egypt's army did not confirm this. And figure of the day, 2.3, the world's fertility rate today. The number of births per woman has fallen from 2.7 in 2000. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.